In a digital age where freedom of speech is at stake, a new dawn is rising. Introducing Pickaxe, the social media platform that stands for constitutional free speech. In quarter one of 2024, Pickaxe will be your platform to voice your thoughts, opinions, and beliefs without fear of censorship. Unlike big tech, Pickaxe empowers you with algorithms that work for you, ensuring that your content reaches those who value your perspectives. And for the content creators who drive conversations, Pickaxe offers monetization opportunities that support your passion while you speak your truth. Join a community that opposes big tech censorship, cherishes the values of America, and celebrates the freedom to express ideas, regardless of their popularity. Navigate with ease, connect with like-minded individuals, and embrace a social media platform that's as unapologetically American as you are. Unleash your voice on Pickaxe, where free speech reigns. Join us quarter one of 2024 and be a part of a movement that's reshaping social media. Sign up today at pickaxe.com and claim your space on the platform where your voice truly matters. Again, go to pickaxe.com and sign up today.
Everything that they own just to see this country stand strong once again. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Battlefront Frontline. I am your host, Dustin Faulkner, and we are here on the great Friday night, September 16th, 2022. And what a year it's been, right? We're here. You know, it's really crazy that it really strikes me, actually, that we've come all the way now this far into 2022. Has it not been the most exasperating year that we have yet? It's been a pretty tough year. And, you know, the things that we're going to discuss tonight is actually going to show more of that. And I got to be honest with you, it's been a pretty difficult year over here on this end. There's been difficulties, admittedly, but there has been some victories also. And so you got to really put that out there. We've seen some really great victories, especially with what we're seeing with Governor DeSantis regarding Martha's Vineyard and the craziness that is going on with that. We might get to that here in the first segment, maybe the second segment. I'm not quite sure. We'll see where it goes. But it just look how in these people, even there in Illinois, these crazy leftist lunatics that are here for open borders. And we also have some video of that was there on Fox News of I grabbed it off of an RNC tweet that they were talking. This guy openly admits that the borders are open and that they know the borders are open and they know they're crossing over illegally, and yet they still do it. But anyway, back to what I was saying about how fast this year has really gone. It seems that it gets more and more like that. Time goes by so quickly. It especially goes quickly for those of us who are working, and those of us who are working tirelessly, 16 to 18 hours a day. And if that's you, you know who you are. Welcome to the club. And you know what? I don't really got to say that I have much complaint there, because we're doing what we're supposed to do when we're working. But isn't it a shame that time flies by? It fleets from us for those of us who are continuously working. Morning from dark to dark, and getting 4 hours of sleep. But the way that our efforts are, if you were working 18 hours a day at one time, this meant that you were about to reap large rewards. However, it's not the case anymore, is it? Now you're working 18 hours just to try and get by. And that's a real shame. That really is bothersome to me because I don't much like that. I don't like how hard we have to work just to get by. And that is not good for our country. And that's what we're going to be talking about here shortly. We're going to be talking about the food shortages and the inflation and everything that is going on in our country that is really signaling that the world's on fire. It's burning, metaphorically, of course, but maybe not. Maybe not with all of these high temperatures that we've had, which have led to some of the problems and the pain that we're enduring. This famine is biblical. And I gotta say, it's biblical that we're in this time where you have proxy wars and you're attacked by a Wuhan virus and people are tricked into taking vaccines. Even our own president was tricked into putting that out there with Operation Warp Speed. They really were prepared and they were able to take us down with that. And we haven't recovered, not by far, because it's been one hit after another. And that's what we're really facing here is it's biblical judgment. I got to be honest with you. I think you can't really much deny it. I mean, you have the borders open, the foreigners coming in here to take your land. That's a judgment there. Definitely from Old Testament, you've seen how many of the countries there, when God judged them, he allowed the foreigner to come in there. He even declared in scripture that he would allow the foreigner to come and take the rewards and work from those that did it because of their sin against him. You know, God does chastise his people. God chastens his people. And that might be some of the suffering that we are dealing with. You can't really deny it. You can't. I mean, look at this. We become a Romans 1 nation. The world's Romans 1. Look at the things that we have allowed to happen and then to not listen to people who were warning about the things that were coming. And now it's here. Now they're after your children. Now they're with the sodomites dancing in the streets with wigs on and putting out their genitals and stuff. And they're not getting arrested. It's celebrated as a Pride Month. But it seems like an never-ending Pride Month. It seems like it's all now Pride Year, Pride Day by Day. And many people don't like this, and they're kicking back against it, thankfully. But it's what's happening. We are realistically going through famine now. Droughts, food shortages. And I'll tell you what, 2023 is looking like it's going to be far worse than what we're going through right now. If you think that what we're going through right now is bad, buckle up. 2023 is shaping up to be much worse. So keep that in mind when you go there on voting day. That's right. I believe it's November 1st. No, I'll check my date again, but November 1st is the midterm election day. And you know what? That's when you guys need to be showing up. That early voting junk, forget about it. Show up en masse on voting day. That's where we break them. We got to do it there. They're winning through the early voting and stuff, taking advantage of people who still continue to do that. I don't like early voting. I think early voting is a problem, and it only benefits the establishment and the Marxists and leftists and the lunatics that are using that because they allow more people to get in there and go through the rolls so they can get more fake and false people on the rolls and take over your nation. Anyway, before I go any further, tonight is September 16th, and there's somebody here that it's her birthday, and that is my wife. So I want to say to Claire Faulkner, you good-looking broad, you know, you fine thing, you're looking good at that young age you just hit today. Happy birthday to you. And I hope that it was a great one, and I hope that everything is going good for you today. That is your birthday. Happy birthday. Good job. Keep going. Anyway, so let's get back to it here. And we're going to be going here to talk about some of the things that I believe really shows this strain that we are going through. Very, very bad. And I gotta say, if we don't change things around now, it's going to be devastating. But we're going to have to face the problems that's already here facing us, the problems that are upon us that are going to really strain us. I hope that everyone, including myself, is prepared well enough for what's going to happen here. I gotta say, and I'm not going to stop saying, but the fact of the matter is, it's gotta be put into your head. You have to be awake. You have to know that we are facing something here that you're going to see people that even live beside you suffering like you've never seen them suffer before. Job loss. And then not just that, the inability to get food. You thought that it was hard to get things in 2020. Well, it's about to get much worse. The simple items are not going to be available to just anybody. And the elitists, quite frankly, are already well prepared for this. We didn't get to get into some of that the last time. Like what was there, the Guardian article. There was a Guardian article that had come out and several days ago that was talking about the ultra wealthy and the big tech people, of course, big tech millionaires, that were bringing this author, this journalist, this humanist journalist, he calls himself, and they were asking him the question so that they could be prepared. They're getting into these luxurious bunkers because they're getting prepared themselves for what's to come. And I believe this because they know that it's coming because they were complicit in causing it to occur. And they made money off of these things that they have caused it to occur. And now it's coming at them and it's going to affect even them, everyone, but they're going to get into their bunkers and they're going to have their lives in line while the world above them is on fire and in an utter destruction.
Folks, listen up. I've got something crucial to share with you today. In this uncertain world, you need to be prepared for anything, especially when it comes to your health. That's where The Wellness Company comes in, offering you peace of mind in a box with their medical emergency kit. Picture this. You're faced with a medical emergency and you need quick, effective treatment. The Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is like having a strategic arsenal of life-saving medications right at your fingertips. From proven treatments like ivermectin to generic Z-Pax and amoxicillin, this kit has got you covered. But that's not all. Every kit comes with a medical emergency guidebook, ensuring you have the knowledge to use these medications safely and effectively. It's like having a medical professional right there with you when you need it most. And here's the kicker. Use code FFN to get 10% off your medical emergency kit at twc.health/FFN. That's right, folks. 10% off, peace of mind in a box. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your medical emergency kit today and be ready for whatever comes your way. Stay safe, stay prepared with The Wellness Company. Again, use code FFN to get 10% off your medical emergency kit at twc.health/FFN. Hey there, freedom-loving carnivores. It's Jeff Dornick from Freedom First Network, and I've got a message for you. Are you tired of feeling like your beef choices are under siege? Well, fellow patriots, it's time to fight back with Prepper All Naturals. That's right, folks. In a world where the beef industry is under constant attack, Prepper All Naturals is here to stand tall and proud as a veteran-owned beacon of quality, taste, and freedom. When the guys at Prepper All Naturals set out to provide you with the finest beef products, they knew they had a duty to defend America's beef legacy, and that's why we're proud to partner with them, bringing you the best of what this great land has to offer. Whether it's their succulent freeze-dried beef cubes or their premium freezer boxes packed with steaks and roasts, we're redefining what it means to enjoy beef today and tomorrow. And let me tell you, folks, their freeze-dried beef isn't just delicious, it's built to last. With proper stores, their beef cubes can maintain their quality and freshness for up to a decade, ensuring you'll never have to compromise on taste or nutrition. But wait, there's more. They're not just in the business of selling beef. They're in the business of defending freedom. That's why they promise to never sell you anything less than 100% all-American natural beef. No lab-grown imposters, no experimental jabs, and certainly no compromises with the woke agenda. So, fellow beef enthusiasts, join us in our mission to protect America's beef legacy. Visit freedomfirstbeef.com and use code FFN for 15% off your order. Because when you choose Prepper All Naturals, you're not just eating well today, you're eating well tomorrow. And together, we'll ensure that beef remains a symbol of freedom for generations to come. Prepper All Naturals, where beef meets freedom.
So, real quick, let's go over here to, of course, one of my favorite ones is ZeroHedge.com. Tyler Durden. And the article is, this one is a really good one, that really just points out the global grain production. And as the UN food official warns, fertilizer affordability crisis could slash global grain production by 40%. 40% is a huge number. And when you're talking about global grain production being gone, that entails a lot of your food. And that goes into even with people who are lower middle class to poor, depend upon a lot of this stuff because it's in the foods that they would normally be able to afford to eat. And here it goes. It says, more than 6 months into the Russian invasion of Ukraine, the global food fertilizer crunch threatens to starve a planet as prices are too high for some farmers ahead of the next planting season. Remember this, is that the farmers, they plant, and the food that we get in the future is, I believe, a year ahead. So when they're planting now, all of the things that they prepare now are coming into the next year. So it hits the year next. And when they don't have that food production there, that means you may see that there are, even though it is not as much, there that you will see the shelves even more empty because the stuff that they're going through now means they won't have it next year in 2023. And according to this, the view of Maximo Torero, he is a chief economist of the Food and Agricultural Organization, the FAO, of the United Nations. And these guys, honestly, I believe that even they know what they're doing, because I think that any organization that is with the UN is not necessarily a good organization. I believe that they all know exactly what's going on. And when they release information to the public regarding the things that are happening, it's because it is meant to have A, plausible deniability, B, to steer people to the way that they want them to go, and C, to prepare the elitists and everyone who are supportive of them to get ready and steer the directions they want them to go. And he goes that, and he says that when he told Bloomberg TV, according here to Zero Hedge, that the elevated food prices could decrease global grain production by upwards of 40% in the next planting season. The next planting season, like I said, is extremely important because that's where our food will come on here into 2023. And the high fertilizer prices are expected to shrink the rice production. That goes for other countries, especially there in Europe. And we'll get to some of that here about that. And it says here, the grain feeds half of humanity and is vital for political and economic stability across Asia and sub-Saharan Africa. Supply disruptions could spark social instabilities in those areas of the world, and that would be really bad because they're already unstable as it is. They already have been starving their people. Who was it that we had on? Yes, Dr. Cal Beisner, when he mentioned what happened, especially there in Sri Lanka, about the farmers there, about how they weren't able to plant their food to be able to feed the people, and about the disruption that it caused into the government, because they want to disrupt all of these governments. They want to disrupt the citizenry so that they can more cause them to have dependency upon these global elitists that are sitting above them. And one of the things here that if you were to look at this graph that is there, it goes on, it shows that the green markets across North America fertilizer price index, and look at how it goes up and then it starts crashing back down. It really is not good about that. This is the how much the fertilizer costs. Look at how that surges right there. The fertilizer is exactly what is needed to be able to farm. And when they can't do the farming, they will not be able to produce the things that are needed to export to the other countries. And that really is, to me, just astounding, because what we're talking about here is how dependent that we are all upon a global system, a system that gives us our food. And we as Americans have not created a stability here that within our own United States, we could be sovereign. Now, that right there, I believe, has caused us to lose a lot of sovereignty. Is the U.S. sovereign anymore? Or are we controlled more by global powers now? Has it really come to fruition that these elitists now have full control even of the United States? We're already dealing with Biden, so quite obviously we're going to be dealing with that. Now, here goes another one that was talking about, let's go over here to the, over there on Remix News. And it said, there was an article I saw over there that said, without energy, no economy can run. German companies warn of disaster as electricity and gas are tap are turned off. That was back there on September 8th. But it's still, like I said, completely relevant. But remember that when they turned the gas production off there for the UK people, the Europeans. Now, like I said, we're going here, we're going here into the months where they're going to be very cold over there. And when it's cold, people suffer more and they die more. And if there is no way for these systems to be able to help these people, we're going to see a large amount of suffering there in the UK, death like never before, especially because of the European healthcare system, this socialized medicine, this universal healthcare, where they wait for months and months and months for medication. There is going to be a rampant amount of high amount of people just dying, getting sick and dying. And they're not going to be able to be treated because their systems don't work there. Even I believe the hospital systems that they have will suffer immensely from this. And not just that, the German economy, especially according to this article, that they are suffering because of this being cut off. And so what happens here more is that we're looking at all of those countries crashing. They've been crashing, but even more so. So there starts to become unrest. And then guess what? I think that that means that they'll want to start going and seizing other countries. And when the people start to starve and they don't have the moral compass, they're going to either overthrow their government or they're going to be complicit with their government in going after other countries to steal their resources. And I think that is something that maybe we could face. That might seem a little conspiratorial, but I got to be honest with you. I don't think it's much far from the truth. So that's one of the issues that we're facing there. And then let's see, we go over here to this is exactly where we are. Now, we want to go back here to where how bad it really is with the shopping and what's going on. And that is here over here on the, where they're talking about people are turning to a modern layaway over there at News Nation. NewsNationNow.com. America is turning to a modern railway to afford basics. And there's a study that one third of families, they can't afford the basics. That's completely insane. Let's read some of this right here. more than a third of working Americans don't have enough money to cover their most basic household needs, including housing, food, and childcare, according to the study. And is a study that the researchers at, I believe it's pronounced Brandeis University, found that 35% of American families do not meet the basic family needs budget. All of this inflation and the stagflation that the Biden administration and their other cohorts have produced for us here have caused this. The rampant spending, the modern monetary theory that was attempted in 2020 has come to pass of failure. And we have said that that would fail and it would cause problems in the future. We're going to reap the rewards of that. And that's what you're seeing here about people can't afford their basic needs. And honestly, that's why one of the things that caught my eye about the title that caused me to go and look at this article, that it was saying here that the people couldn't cope with inflation, that people are literally, guys, going and doing a buy now, pay later just to get food. That's why I've seen reports that people have been going and getting like paycheck loans, like spot loans or whatever they're called, where they pay these high fees so that they can make it to the next paycheck and go and get just food. And the reasons that they're putting on there to borrow the money is for the food. So that means basically, I guess that's what they're saying here, that it's a layaway. So now people are not able to get food, that they're going and borrowing money at high rates, already facing troubles. And when you got people borrowing at high rates and they don't have the money to pay it, we're looking at a crash like we've never seen before. This is going to be extremely insane, and we're going to have to deal with this right now. And, of course, in this article, they are recommending families getting a raise. Well, how's businesses going to do that if people aren't buying from the businesses because they can't afford to? This out here is going to be the official collapse of the petrodollar. It's going to be the official collapse as the U.S. world reserve currency of the dollar. We will be under the thumb of those well prepared for this attack upon the world with inflation, the Keynesian economics that we have suffered through so that we can no longer afford anything, and while they've stolen our wealth through inflation. And inflation is a real-time tax and theft of everything that you work for. And we're coming up here on a break, and when we come back, we're going to discuss more of this. I want to talk more about the inflation issue. Don't go away. This is Battlefront Front.
Hi, friends. Dr. Michelle Sherwood here.
I'm Dr. Mark Sherwood.
Many people know about our clinic, but we also have a desire to help people who can't personally visit us, but still want to take steps towards better health.
Our two-week health reset is a great first step and requires no video appointments or tests.
With our health reset, you will get 28 detox shakes to provide the ideal nutritional foundation, 28 supplement packs with key nutrients, and access to daily videos where we encourage you along the two-week process.
Our health reset plan is usually $180. Now, it's just $169 with your promo code. Go to Sherwood.tv now and use the promo code on your screen to receive this exclusive offer.
Take a simple step and let us guide you on the road to feel better.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Our Goal Guy, your trusted partner in securing your financial future. Now, let's delve into a topic that's on everyone's minds, the Biden regime and the globalist's relentless assault on your financial freedom. In these uncertain times filled with orchestrated chaos and manufactured crisis, it's crucial to safeguard your wealth against the whims of those in power. That's where precious metals come in. Gold and silver have long been revered as the ultimate hedge against economic turmoil, but make no mistake, those pulling the strings don't want you to own them. That's why it's more important than ever for patriotic Americans to take control of their financial destiny. Enter Our Gold Guy. With decades of experience in the precious metals market, Our Gold Guy is your beacon of hope in a sea of uncertainty. No telemarketers, no sales reps, just personalized consultations tailored to your unique financial situation. Whether you're considering rolling over your IRA or discreetly acquiring physical gold and silver coins, Ira, who happens to be our gold guy, will guide you every step of the way. And here's the best part. Mention the show for a complimentary consultation. Don't let the Biden regime and globalists dictate your financial future. Take the first step towards true financial independence today. Visit OurGoldGuy.com and fill out the form to schedule your consultation with Ira. Again, that's OurGoldGuy.com. Your wealth is worth protecting.
When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online, schedule package pickups through the dashboard, and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM. When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
These are domestic terrorists.
The sixth was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
Morgan has been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear, then they told me to come out, whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, but now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself. Total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up! Put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall!
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Oh! 147 days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.
Welcome back to Battlefront Frontline. I am your host, Dustin Faulkner, and we are talking tonight about the turmoil that is going on around the world, especially what we are looking at here on our shores. We are warning people about these using some of the major stories that have come out and the truths that will lead you to understand for yourself to come up with a plan in your own household of what you're going to do, and also how we are going to have to face the midterms coming up here very soon. Very, very, very soon. Because remember, it's September 16th. It isn't long. As soon as you blink, it's here. And anyway, before we go to that, I want you to go over there to mypillow.com/battle and help out Mike Lindell and the problems that he is enduring because his cell phone has been taken. You know that you could save up to 66% using that. We are coming up here. Speaking of being prepared, you need to be able to get some of these things that will help you to stay cool and comfortable, and they would be long-lasting. You don't want any cheap goods, especially coming into the months where we're going to need them for ourselves, for our families, and maybe get some for friends, because it is coming up Christmas, but it is fall coming up here, and I want you to have the best. So go to mypillow.com/battle, use the code battle, and save up to 66% off. And also, head on over there to sherwood.tv/battle and /battlefront and check out the Functional Medical Institute. Download the free ebook that is available there on the site. And he has several programs that will help you to get in shape, to be healthier. But it's more than just about anything that we talk about getting in shape. That's not what it's about. What it is about is to having a healthy lifestyle and to be able to go against these problems that we are having, that we have faced. We've had Dr. Mark on here several times for almost a year now. Many episodes, I got to go back and count how many episodes of Hope, how many segments of Hope, Health, and Freedom that we have done with him. There, that guys, that is a whole bunch of information for all of you. You go back to watch all of them and get that information. But better yet, go to sherwood.tv/battlefront and check out the products that they have there. Go ahead and then go in depth to do this while you still have the income to do it, so that you can be prepared with your own health to endure the times that we are about to face. You can't do that if you're obese. You can't do that if you have ailments that are caused by your lack of healthy lifestyle. And you need to be able to know how to eat right so that we are living right. Sherwood.tv/battlefront. Anyway, we are talking about the shortages. Speaking of that, we are going over some of the inflationary problems that we are dealing with here on our landscape of the nation. And back to one of the articles that I want to talk about was there how the food prices are continuing to rise. You'll know that. Here over this past Tuesday, the Bureau of Labor Statistics released the Consumer Price Index, and it showed a 0.1 increase overall for the month of August. Now, they're trying to say that this was kind of offset because of the gas prices that dropped. Now, we all need to consider how those are dropping because of the things that Biden is doing. We would even have to be dealing with high gas prices if it wasn't for how this regime took over and shut down the Keystone Pipeline and shut down all of our energy producing efforts by companies. But of course, the companies like ERCOT and other energy delivering companies have experienced high profits because of what we're going through, while the rest of us are suffering because of the policies that have been enacted. They continue to make money. That's a problem because they wouldn't otherwise be having record profits if we were able to be a stable economy. People are suffering through this. And they continue to even brag about their record profits. And I don't think there's anything wrong with profits. Obviously, you have different industries that kind of make it through certain areas because it's a good in service that most people will not go without, even though it's come to the point that they are. You've seen how many of the reports that they talk about the people who are how these electric companies, like here in Texas, they have experienced high rates of people looking for subsidies and help to get them to pay their bills, which are 2 to 3 times more than normal. And of course, we had these 3-digit temperatures that did add to that. So people using the air conditioner much strongly causes those electric rates to jump up high. But when you're looking at, I think it's an average of 15 to 16 cents a kilowatt hour. That's an insane amount of energy usage and rates. People paying $1,000 more than their mortgages for just energy costs. This is not sustainable. And, you know, I hate to even use the word sustainable because That's a word just like common good. That's a Marxist term. It's a globalist Marxist term when you hear them talk about sustainability. But the fact is, it's not sustainable for people to be able to pay for it anyway. So it says here over there at alphanews.org, it says that increases in the shelter, food, and medical care indexes were the largest of many contributors to the broad-based monthly all items increase. These increases were mostly offset by a 10.6% decline in the gasoline index, obviously because of those prices. Those aren't going to last. They're going to be even higher than normal, in my opinion. I'm not exactly an economist or anything, but to me, basic understanding of economics says we're going to have high prices coming because of the rampant spending of our government, what we owe the other countries. And how's China going to collect when they themselves are held up by these things? They don't have the infrastructure, in my opinion, to be able to come after the people for it. But they're here buying up out of our land, so they're already here where they can shut down whatever they want. But it says here, it goes on, that food and shelter became more expensive in the month of August. And as the food index continued to rise, increasing 0.8% over the month, as the food at home index rose 0.7%. The index is for shelter, medical care, household furnishings, and operations, new vehicles, motor vehicle insurance, and education were among those that increased over the month. Basic things. Now, obviously, you have a bunch of people I know going around without auto insurance, so they cause more disruption in people's lives when they hit them and destroy their personal property that they can't pay for. And my car insurance has gone way up. It's insane just how much of it's gone up, adding more pain and strain there at the home budget wallet. Like we were just mentioning there in the first segment, that's one of the reasons that people are having to go out for these paycheck loans. And these paycheck loans, I believe, honestly, are a good sign just how bad the economy is and about how there is a strong imminent crash coming because of the borrowing of things like that by even people who never did it before. That right there shows me that people are, it's about to crash. It's about to get really bad. And I think it's going to be much, much worse than what we've seen in 2007 and 2008. It's going to look like sunshine back then. And I can tell you that back then, when I was working at a previous job, that I experienced like two or three pay cuts during those time periods. And then, you know, I even had my first child during that time. I think this 2012. But the fact of the matter is, we were still suffering through all of that under the Obama era. And the Obama era has not left us, has it? Because we have his third presidency with Joe Biden and with Kamala Harris. But I digress. So what they were saying here is that prices are much higher than they were at this same time last year, and much higher than wage increases. Again, this is a problem because any wage increase that we received was quickly stolen away by the rapid inflation that was created by the installation of Joe Biden. Now, speaking of that, you go over there to Breitbart.com. Underlying inflation reaches scorching new record high. And it says that two economic figures meant to capture underlying pricing pressures rose sharply in August, indicating that the economy is still experiencing very high inflation. Now, you have many of people who have gone on to say that we are in stagflation, which I believe is where we are dealing with high inflation prices and the goods and services not keeping up with that. Therefore, everything is extremely unaffordable. And it says here that the median consumer price index, which I just talked about, rose 0.7%, they talked about all this, but it says that all of this was equivalent to a rate of 9.2%. I don't believe that even that can be called an accurate figure, because I think that we're more like in the double digits of inflation because of just look how the power of the dollar does not exist there anymore. We cannot pay for basic electricity. There are people that can't buy food, for God's sake. This is, to me, a strong indicator that we're in definitely huge bad problems. Just like if you go over there to Fox Business, put out a recent article about Redfin predicting the sharpest turn in the housing market since the 2008 crash. Like, what did I just tell you? That I think that that's going to look rosy during that time period compared to what we're about to experience here in 2023. And it says here, this in this article, for the first time since March 2021, the average home is selling for less than its list price, but high mortgage rates are still impacting what people can afford. Because you did what we had to deal with all of that quantitative easing that they did in the first part of the 2000s, and what they did by lowering all of those rates, making us to have to deal with the subprime mortgage crisis, and then still now during this inflationary period, which many people seen was coming, and many people were already prepared for it if they could have done it, but now the mortgage rates are so high. You have all of these new homes that aren't able to be sold because the rates make the mortgage unaffordable for these 30-year loans. And people are having to drop the prices now. In many of the places that you've seen, they're going to be sitting there like in places like that are being vacated by because of the leftist policies in different states. They're going to go into the other states, which in the state of Texas, they're going to use, in my opinion, to falsely appraise property values and raise our rates so high already with property taxes that we are getting pushed out of our homes because basically we are renting what we have bought to own from the state government of Texas. That was one of the things that all three gubernatorial candidates kept high on their agenda to say that they were going to fight. Don Huffines himself had a fantastic plan to start phasing all of this out because we don't need to depend on property taxes. Anyway, you have there that it says also that the mortgage rates are higher than they've been in 14 years, reaching nearly 6% according to the real estate company Redfin. Now, I believe that a lot of this is orchestrated to cause this crash so that you will still have people at BlackRock and all of these other hedge funds buying up property. You'll also have it to be such a great deal for all these CCP folks that are coming over here buying up real estate property and farmland, and then we will not have the ability. It's like active warfare. It is without even having to fire a weapon. And how do they take over a country? It's by starvation. That's what we're facing here. And it's extremely concerning to me. But there was a, back to the food shortages. And, you know, one of the things also, because this is a food that is used by everybody, and that is the rice. So Michael Snyder wrote a really good article, the stage is being set for a massive global rice shortage. And he said that he's been, and, you know, if you pay any attention to Michael Snyder, he has been really ringing the alarm about the food crisis that we're about to face. And I think that he is spot on with what we're about to face here. And it's going to be devastating what we have to go through when we do actually hit this with 2023. I believe it's going to be right onto there in 2023 when you have this food shortage. And what's even worse here in this article is he's talking about it's going to happen maybe now. And what does he see here? He says some of the biggest rice producers in the entire world are being hit really hard. and rice production is going to be well below expectations this year. Now, that rice production, like I said, it would cause any crop production just happening right now is for next year. So it's going to cause a sharp fall in what's available to us come 2023. And especially when going into the winter months when there's not a lot growing in areas like mine or anything because they can't grow food in the cold weather. They depend on the infrastructure that is in place for us to be able to send food to these areas and buy food, but that won't be available. It's not, and if it is available, it's going to be at such a high price that it's rendered unaffordable. And here's what he says about India, about how they made an announcement about, and it says here, he says that India accounts for 40% of worldwide rice shipments, but they're having to place severe restrictions on future exports. And it says here, India banned exports of broken rice and imposed a 20% duty on exports of various grades of rice on Thursday as the world's biggest exporter of the grain tries to augment supplies and calm local prices after below-average monsoon rainfall drought curtailed planting. India exports rice to more than 150 countries, and any reduction in its shipments would increase upward pressure on food prices, which are already rising because of drought, heat waves, and Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And what did he say? Did you catch the last sentence? 150 nations depend on rice from India. Where would we get the rice? Normally, India exports more rice than the next four largest exporters combined. And he says that Europe can't make up the difference. Italy is the biggest rice producer in the EU. And it's being predicted that they won't have 30% of their yield this year because of the drought, this worldwide drought. California, they produce 20% of all the U.S. rice. They've had a bad weather problem. Pretty hot there right now, guys, right? Getting some of that hardcore Texas weather there, right? But there's no water, and it made them difficult to grow rice. So in Colusa County, 80% of the federal water shipments were less than normal. So that means we're going to be facing that problem even on our soil, even here on the U.S. because of where we get it from California. But then we can't get the exports from the other countries like India. It's going to be a crash like we have never seen before. I hope to God that all of us are ready, that need to be ready, because it's about to get really, really bad. And I know you better be prepared, because when they do come after your crops, what you're doing at your house, you're going to have to fight back. It's going to be people digging out of trash cans. It's going to be people slaughtering pets. It's going to be people stealing from their neighbors, murdering, and causing civil unrest. And I'll tell you why I say that. Let's go over here to an article that really proves that point. And it is right here. You go over there to slaynews.com, and they have an article out that was from September 11th, this past Sunday. Civil unrest to surge worldwide as food and energy shortage persists, report warns. And it says the socioeconomic pressure that's building amid a deepening energy and food shortage crisis is leading in surges worldwide in civil unrest. You have, of course, the Rockefeller Foundation President Rajiv Shah warning that a massive immediate food crisis is on the horizon. Now, obviously, the Rockefeller Foundation is one of the groups that are complicit in what we are having to deal with these globalists and what they are doing to us. And when they're saying these things, they are pushing the buttons to signal those who follow them, like the World Economic Forum, those kinds of people, to go ahead and do what they need to do. They always signal this publicly to them. It's how they talk among each other. And they're also making you be prepared to start doing what they want you to do with the unrest, as they are making you fear what's coming. Excuse me. But it goes on to say that all of these countries, they're already fighting each other. There was a report there that the Civil Unrest Index, and the CUI, it says, covers 7 years of data. It said that last quarter, they saw the most countries ever having moved into civil unrest, you know, like Sri Lanka, all of those, but they were forced there by their governments. These people who have taken over their people. And it says 101 of 198 of the countries tracked by the firm saw increased risk in civil unrest. It's a global pandemic of violence. These people have been made to go this way. And you're going to see that here. You're going to see people like you would have never expected. When people are starving and it's you or them, it's you or them. And that's what we're going to be facing here. That's why they really want to also get rid of the Second Amendment. So you have to depend on the government. And so that you can't defend yourselves from the people that come after you, or the people that they want to kill off the population through civil unrest. And we're coming up here on another break. And when we come back, we're going to be discussing some more things that is going on here, as we're talking about that the world is literally on fire. This is Battlefront.
Hi friends, Dr. Mark Sherwood here.
And I'm Dr. Michelle Sherwood.
Not everyone can make an appointment with us, but you can receive many of the same educational benefits our patients receive through our most comprehensive course, Health Secrets Exposed.
Modern healthcare, or should we say sick care, is more focused on profit than your health. And in this course, you'll discover what sick care has been keeping from you all along.
Here's a hint. You don't need more medication.
You need the simple truths in this course to unlock optimal health. Health Secrets Exposed is usually $149. Now it's just $99 with your promo code. It's time for you to learn what Big Pharma doesn't want you to know. Get access to this course now at Sherwood.tv.
Books. Coffee. Awesome apparel. But above all else, freedom first. That's what you're going to get when you visit freedomfirstshop.com. Support independent media like Battlefront Broadcasting and Freedom First Network. Use the code BATTLE at checkout, BATTLE, and support independent media. Help us to inform you and give you the truth, because that's what you got to do. Support us. Welcome back to Battlefront Frontline. I am your host, Dustin Faulkner, and tonight we are discussing the various issues that are facing us today as we talk about the imminent worldwide crisis that we are facing and about how we're going to see many crashes occur all over the world. And I believe that it is all, I believe that it is all design. It is all by design. Because they have been forcing us this direction so that they could take over, as these globalist elites want to put us under the thumb of tyranny. And nothing is better on that than with the immigration warfare. Already, as the country is having a strain upon them with inflation, with home prices now going down because people have to list them for lower because people can't afford them with the higher rates that the Federal Reserve keeps raising. And honestly, they did their quantitative easing, and now the new way to beat them down is to raise them 0.75. And that's going to be a dangerous thing for everybody, as you're looking at, what, 5% interest on mortgage rates? We're looking at maybe double that, worse than Jimmy Carter era. This is crazy what we're going through, and it's going to cause a lot of civil unrest. I do believe that when you start to see that here stateside in the United States, we will not be without that. I believe that already they've been training people to be that way. They've already made them to be entitled. Everybody has been addicted to the stimuli. All of these years, even states are still doing that as we speak. These are things that will force us down the tube. And, you know, we're going to be back to bringing more back experts on about things. But as we are here, we are doing what we do here. And that is to get the information and to deliver the information. And just like all of you, I'm still learning. I'm still trying to figure things out. It's very confusing. And there's a lot out there with what's going on that even one person should not even think that they could try and understand what's going on. Even the most experts of experts don't know everything that is converging upon us. It's all informative speculation. And honestly, I hope that it doesn't occur, but it's looking very much so that this is where we're going. How long we're going to be there is really determined by the leadership that is in. And honestly, I think that we are facing a crisis with that. Just like you had the Senate now that just delayed the vote on the gay marriage, but you had 400 Republicans that signed on to that. It goes to show you the worldviews are screwed up, and you've been groomed to believe these, to participate in them. We've seen that. And remember, like I've said time and time again, the most people that were enforcing the mask tyranny, the mask mandates, were the citizenry.
the tattletales, the Karens, the people who were groomed to be afraid, the people who were groomed to be dependent and to listen to everything that the government puts out, these agencies, these unelected bureaucrats that have been put upon us. That was all in preparation, and I believe that people won't react based on how they have been taught to act, and that is with emotional. And there will be a lot of blaming and pointing fingers, and there will be a lot of covetousness that we see reign supreme. They will come after other people's goods, just like when you've seen them, when you are the smart one who's prepared, who's listening, and using that information correctly, you will be blamed. You will be blamed for being somebody who has more than others. They're already making people that way. Towards, like we said in 2020, the hoarders. How dare the hoarders have all of the toilet paper? How dare the hoarders have all of the food? We need, and that's what's led to all of these rationings from stores telling you how many items you can or can't have. It's insanity what we have come into. And you know what? It's not going to stop, as we are having problems there at the southern border. But before we go to that, why don't you head over there to microticsilver.net? Not right now. Wait until commercial break or wait until we're off of here. But you got to go over there to microticsilver.net. This is one of the places that you can prepare by having goods that will help you, and especially in a medical need. And that is with Jeffrey Adam. He invented Micronic Silver, which works better than Ionic Silver and colloidal silver as it makes it through the digestive tract. Several great products there that are, and they're continuing to do more developing of more products. There's mouth rinses. They're looking at doing a toothpaste. We've had Jeffrey Adam on here in the past before. Go and check that out and see what he says about this great product. I am partial, especially to the Sylvie's Own skin cream. In fact, you can't see it, but I had cut my head really bad shaving, and that's really rare for me. But when you're in a hurry, sometimes it happens, or you've had a bad day. Guess what? We've had that. But I cut my head. And you know when you cut your head just a little, it bleeds like crazy. But I use that here. It gets rid of the razor burn, and it makes my skin look youthful because it penetrates deep into the layers of the skin with the oleazone cream that he has added into this with the Micronic Silver. It's really good and antibacterial. There's dietary supplements you could take with that. But you can get 10% off of Micronic Silver with the code BATTLE. Use the code BATTLE. Get those products. Stock up while you can. It has a 10-year shelf life. So you will have these things ready when you need to use them with a topical spray while you're out there working in the sun, while you're doing your gardens, while you are getting sunburned. This will help you because you can cure that sunburn and take the heat off. These products will be good for you when you're getting cut and doing, like I just said, I was cut. I rubbed that. I got the bleeding to stop first, of course, but then I put that on there, and you know what? It stopped the bleeding even more, and it got rid of the pain that I was feeling there on the back of my head, and you know what? It will reduce scarring. There are many things that people get from using this product. Go check out the testimonies at microticsilver.net. Go ahead and check it out. This is a great product. Go ahead and stock up on that 10% off with the code BATTLE. Now, we are here talking about what's going on with the food shortages and the inflation. But now I'm going to steer toward the immigration warfare aspect, which we are experiencing. Now, you know, I'm not this big, giant Greg Abbott fan. I have been critical of him. I thought it was kind of stupid, honestly, at first when he said he was going to start busing illegals. And then they were only going to bust those that they asked permission to take. I believe that you should be grabbing them and sending them back home. If you get them on a bus, you can send them back home. But obviously, they started sending them to other areas, to New York, to D.C., all of the, and then you have the mayor of D.C. declaring an invasion, things like that, you know, that we should be doing here on our southern border because they don't like what's being sent there. So Governor DeSantis flights over to Martha's Vineyard people. And the fallout from that, from the leftists, has been insane. You know, these people who say that we need to give all of our stuff to these illegal immigrants, and how dare we say we can't have the borders open? Well, we actually have here, I'm going to play for you a clip real quick of an illegal alien who was over there, and he admitted that the borders are open, and he admitted that they are coming over with the intent to get into the nation because it's open. And they know that they are illegally migrating over here. They know they're breaking laws. But here we go with that happening. Let me play this for you real quick.
And Vice President Harris said that the border is closed. Is the border closed? Do you believe that the border is closed or is it open?
It's open, not closed. The border is open.
The border is open. Do you believe that all the migrants believe that the border is open?
Yeah, everybody believes that the border is open. It's open because we enter, we come in free. No problem.
But it's open for you to come illegally, right?
Illegally, yes, illegally. That's true.
And you came illegally?
Yeah, we came illegally, not legal.
They came illegally, not legal. Now, this came also after, I keep on wanting to say Biden when I'm talking about Greg Abbott. How strange. Anyway, Greg Abbott, Governor Greg Abbott of Texas, bust them over to Kamala Harris's house. The crazy clown Kamala. You know, the border czar, the person who is supposed to be over this, who has yet to do any of this, didn't much like that. She said to keep them safe, but keep them away from her house. Keep them away from her house. See, they don't want these people. You've seen the people over there at Martha's Vineyard, these extremely wealthy people, going insane because they don't like these migrants over here at their homes. What they have, most of them, I don't believe rightfully have them, because they've done things I don't think exactly ethical to get them, but they are there and they have them, very wealthy, and they don't want them there. Isn't it funny that how they talk about we should have inclusion and diversity, yet I believe that they're 85% white there, but they don't want these Hispanic migrants over there. They don't like the speckles of color. They don't want these people there, these dredges of society at their places. And it was interesting because Breitbart had just come up with an article that they were talking about. They pontificated how much it would be for how they could house migrants and how many could they house. It says here in the title that they could have, Martha's Vineyard could house 6 million refugees, but they went through the numbers and talked about it, about how their census data reports that there are 17,000 year-long residents and 14,600 homes on the island. And they said that they'd estimate each house had 4 bedrooms, and each bedroom can comfortably sleep 3 people. And then they go on to say that it would make the island's sleep capacity 175,200 beds and 158,200 would be unoccupied. And so you really pack people in, you could get, it says, 200,000 people at a time. And if you had them sleeping in the living rooms and libraries, dining rooms and studies, you could easily house 400,000. Now, these people want you to give up all of your land to let you not be able to have what you want, but they have gone insane and crazy and angry that these people were put there in their super wealthy elite community. Now, going back to what the guy said about how the border was open, they know that it's open and they're coming there. And you've had so many people drowning and the cartels taking advantage of this. And they're just dropping these people off at the border and they're done. And we've reached like 2 million this year. 2 million. And that's the ones that they know about. So obviously the landscape of our country has been, well, let's just say changed. And so you have a lot of problems here. And who do you think they're going to vote for? Do you think this is going to be like the Hispanics now here? They've been here forever or for generations. And they don't like the policies that Biden has created. And they want to work hard for their livings because they have come here legally. These aren't those people. These are people, as he basically said, are looking to get in and get things given to them. And just like they took the rides there to these places, they don't care. They're going to get there. They'll sleep on the ground. They don't care. And as long as they keep on getting free handouts that this government offers from your paychecks, they're going to continue to come. And you have over there that record numbers have come over the border. And, you know, Mayorkas is saying that they keep warning people to not to take the dangerous journey. And he keeps on telling them that they put their lives and life savings in the hands of these coyotes and these cartel members. He really doesn't care. This guy is an open border guy himself. And that's why they have allowed this to happen. And you even have their Biden begging Mexico to keep the migrants there. And he wants to get rid of Title 42 so we can continue to experience this surge. And these people know this. This is immigration warfare. This is changing the landscape of a country. Just like here is a good example of what Big League Politics said. And it's over there at bigleaguepolitics.com. 90% of state legislators born outside of the U.S. are Democrats. That means that most of the people that are sitting there as elected representatives are not from this country. Now, do you think that they're really going to have the same policies and the same goals as we do here in the United States? No, they don't. Because that's why you have people like Ilhan Omar and other people that are taking care of business of the leftists and the Marxists. Because they are here to change the landscape of the country. They are here to take over the country. And they are doing it actively right now. They will continue to do this until we put a stop to them come November. And you know what? Just because we get, if we take the Senate and the House again, are we going to give up and say that it's won? Absolutely not. Because they will continue to do these. Remember, there's a lot of rhinos in there. So we still got to get past that. At least we can stave off some of this problem that we have. But we're going to really have to fight with every fiber of our being to get America First candidates in from that point forward.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And that means to get these rhinos out. And I think that the people that are going to get in are going to still continue to cause problems. And anyway, over there, that they were talking about what John Bender of the Breitbart News had said, that his analysis was that when America's foreign-born population reached a record 47 million under the Biden regime,
He said that in swing states, newly registered foreign-born voters often outpaced electoral margins, suggesting their significance in swing state and federal elections. That's why you got to show up there on November, on voting day, on election day. This is the day that matters. All of this crap with the early voting and the ballot boxes and all of that, they're nothing if we come and search them on election day, the day that we all should be doing with election day. You go to your job, then you go and vote, or you take breaks and you switch with all of the people that you work with while you work and cover while they go and vote. They come and work and cover while you go vote. This is how we begin to take back our country. And it's got to be done. And if we don't do it, we're going to lose it. We're already facing a crisis like we've never seen before. And we're coming up here on another break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the problems that is going on with, like what Lindsey Graham said, taking over our and monitoring you. They want to stop you with they want to stop you with the things that they have to watch you and monitor you on social media. This is Battlefield Frontline.
Many people know about our clinic, but most don't realize we help patients around the globe reach their health goals. Deep down, you know there's got to be a way to get there, but you don't know where to start. Our starter plan is the first step. You'll get everything you need to experience a health transformation in 120 days.
You'll start by resetting your health with a 2-week detox. Then you'll implement our proven anti-inflammatory food plan. On top of this, you'll get a 120-day supply of essential supplements, omega-3 and vitamin DK, as well as our homeopathic drops to accelerate your health goals.
Go to Sherwood.tv now and use the promo code on your screen to receive this exclusive offer and save a total of $80.
This is your path to more energy and better health.
All right, folks, I don't even know how, we're like 45 minutes in the middle of nowhere. We have some B-roll we played, but we found the famous, infamous Tim Foley sitting out in the middle of Arizona here. He's in the truck in front of us. We're going to be filming the whole time, and he has taken us down into the Gulch.
California Gulch,
and he said that the illegals start to come in about... when the sun starts to go down so they can bed down and it's nice and cool. He's taking us down to the border and where they're bringing in smuggling and the sort.
There's an 80-mile stretch up the border where 60% of all everything comes through. This dead center. There's two hilltops that they're both from the Sinaloa cartel and they're battling it out right here for the rights of the trade.
People are worried about where we're at and all that. Doc Barton's fine. Jock Barnett's fine. We were just coming out of these mountains with none of cell service. We have a ton of video. We actually came up on a fire, which we have video of, and we found two illegals from Better Foods. They haven't drank water in 3 days, so we tried to get them water and whatnot. The Border Patrol just picked them up. We have the video of it all, but we rolled up on these mules. And we got them something to drink and got them on Border Patrol. One of the things we had to be careful of is the same thing. They were carrying backpacks and fentanyls in it.
We're here about action. Anybody knows me, I'm tired of all the talk.
Me too.
I'm tired of all the nonsense. We know what we need to do to fix this.
This is the most humbling thing I think I've ever done outside of the military or fire department. We'll put it out there for y'all to see. And we just apprehended the four of us, two drug mules, and gave them to the Border Patrol. We have it all on tape.
Dustin Faulkner, and we are glad to have you back. This is the final segment. It's just been kind of a whirlwind tonight, but we're glad to have you back. Sorry. But anyway, we have been talking about the food shortages and the crisis and the things that we are facing here in the world, and especially here in America, so that we can create an outlook here of what we need to be getting ready for and the problems that we're about to face. But it's just going to get worse. You know, we talked about the illegal immigration, and we've watched the fanatical, crazy open borders lovers, not exactly liking their communities to be open to the illegal immigrants that are coming there to their cities because they're bused there and flown there by Ron DeSantis and other and Governor Abbott and the rest of them. They do not like that to happen to them, but by God, it better happen to you. But before we move on here, why don't you go over there to mypillow.com/battle. And when you use the code battle, you can get up to 66% off of the products there. And this is really important, especially because Mike Lindell has had his phone seized. And of course, what did he just now recently say? He's going to sue the FBI for what they've done because it has put him in harm's way, not just with his business, but because it operated his hearing aids and all of the other issues that his phone controls. But you can go there and you can save 66% off using the code battle, and it will help to support and fund his efforts to keep going and fighting election fraud and providing for his employees. Then, like I said before, it's not a Republican, Democrat, liberal, leftist, any of that thing, because they're all different in his company, he says. But it does affect them because they have to make a living, and it's a great company, and it will also prepare you with a good product. MyPillow.com/battle. Use the code battle. 66% off. Also, I know that everything's pretty tough. You have not very much discretionary income, but for those of you that do and you're looking for a way to hedge off the inflation, head over there to ourgoldguy.com and use and tell wow, lots of codes that I can use here. But tell him that Dustin Faulkner sent you. Check to see if investing in physical gold and silver is right for you. ourgoldguy.com. Talk to Ira. Tell him Dustin Faulkner from Battlefront Broadcasting and Freedom First Network sent you there. And speaking of Freedom First Network, we are over there at freedomfirst.tv. And you can go there and see the BFB Live Field Report. We are there with other great content like Dr. Candace Taylor, Chad Caton. You also have the Juice Box Brothers with their show on the weekend. You also have the Liberty Monks broadcasting over there. Jeff Dornick, very, very, very large amount of people that are kicking it out there on the new Freedom First TV. But you can use the code Dustin and get 25% off of your subscription. Go ahead and do that. Why don't you go ahead, since you're getting a quarter off of 100, get the full year membership so that you are supporting great content and platforms like this, because we're going to need it, especially with what I'm about to speak about. Use the code Dustin. Now, we're going to move on here. You remember that the last time that we spoke on the last program, we were talking about what Lindsey Graham said when he was interviewing the Twitter whistleblower and the work that he and Elizabeth Warren are doing to make a system much like the regulatory efforts of the EU and like Europe. Now, what does anything become a good thing if we're mimicking like Europe? But they so much love to want to turn us into Europe, don't they? But they want to do this with teeth. Now, who's going to be the type of people that would be over those that decide who can have the license to create these companies and who can have the license to be able to build platforms like we build here at Battlefront Broadcasting and like Freedom First Network? Like Mike Lindell with Frank Speech, like Rumble, all of those. They're telling you you have to have a license, and they're going to regulate you with teeth and shut you down. Because
people like Lindsey Graham and people like Dan Crenshaw, like you saw with Alex Stein as he confronted him in public and he tried to snap the phone out of his hand like a clown. This jerk, Dan Crenshaw, who likes to also bully little girls because he's a tough guy. Do you really think that they're going to want you to be out there talking about them? Absolutely not. They'll be shutting you down, and then they'll sue you. And they'll sue you, even though you might be out there with the facts. Now, let's go to another area here regarding that. You know that it's been said there, this has come also from the New York Post, Facebook's spot on private messages of Americans who questioned the 2020 election by Miranda Devine. Now, it says here that they were spying on our private messages, the American private messages, and reporting them to the FBI if they expressed anti-government or anti-authority sentiments or questioned the 2020 election. And this is according to sources within the DOJ. Now, obviously, that would mean that they've been spying on our private messages if we have any. I don't really use the Facebook Messenger and all of that too much. In fact, I can't even name the number of times that I have just for this very reason. But obviously, with our show and the shows that we appear on, we express this sentiment, especially there in 2020 when we were hitting the ground hardcore about that. Now, she says here that under this FBI collaboration that Facebook red flagged these subversive private messages over 19 months. I also heard there on Thursday's program with Mark Levin, him talking about he had, they took emails that he had exchanged with a lawyer there, and the J6 committee ended up with them. His private emails, because these big tech platforms are taken from us and giving it over to weaponized DOJ. That's why you have Lindell saying that the buck's going to stop with him, basically, and he's going to sue them because he wants this to change, and it should change. We should not be afraid to express ourselves online. We should not be afraid to put out the news and have platforms to be able to do it because we have been stopped so hard. They've been suppressing us. But like the worst thing getting banned off of all of these platforms, that is when you are shadow banned because you're busting your butt to get the work out there and then you're still not getting anything, but they keep you on there. It's like a torture forever that you're working so hard and having a false hope that you're going to get reach the viewership that you intend to. That's why shadow banning is even worse. Even worse. Just kick me off, just like YouTube. But anyway, it says it was done outside of legal process and it did not have probable cause. Of course that's the case. If you express anything that goes against their narratives, that goes against their agenda, then you are at risk of this. And then they're going to just send jackbooted thugs to take you down, like they did with Mike Lindell because of what he's doing with the election. I wonder how many things that they've gotten of me and kept of my video. Obviously, they used when we were doing Battlefront Southgate on the Gatekeepers podcast network. They used that to convict Roberto Menudo. Go and watch that program where I talked about it again. And what they do these things to take us down. How long is it that before I'm going to be one of those next people? And I don't like that. I got a family to provide for. They depend on me. If I'm gone, it's bad for them. But anyway, it says that they took their private communications and, of course, Facebook denied the allegations. But what did Facebook say, Mark Zuckerberg, when he said that the FBI told him to take away the news of the Hunter Biden laptop? They're absolutely complicit with these organizations. And they don't like you to talk about the election. Remember, they griped about it so much when Donald Trump was elected. And that's because of the use of Twitter. That's why he was able to run a very successful campaign. And when they figured that out, they wanted to stop it from happening for people that's against them. Meanwhile, they continue to spread disinformation of their own on these platforms, just like you've had the CDC admitting all of their lies, even though they don't want to admit that, even though they don't seek to admit that, they're doing it. Now, here goes another article that really caught my eye. And this one really caught my eye because it's over there on, I think, as I was skimming through some things about on Liberty Daily, I caught this one. I don't even know the site, but when I seen it, it caught my eye because it says, "Attention conservatives, they're coming for your podcasts next." This is on issuesandinsights.com. And basically what it is here is they've had this person over there on Brookings.edu, and her name is Valerie Wortschafter. And what does she do? Is she discovered that she was started doing all of these things and doing these algorithms to figure out what was being talked about on all of these podcasts. And of course, they said that the liberals, they were talking about the words that they say on their podcast, and it was fixated, of course, on January 6th, Mar-a-Lago. And then conservatives were talking about things like the Queen and 9/11 and Joe Biden. But what she's doing here is a problem that is creating on there. And on there, she made this graph. And basically, it goes to show you how the most of the podcasts that are political are conservative leaning. And why? Because that's why we've had a new platform of news. I've talked about this for quite some time, that we are in the new era. This is where news will be from. And that's why it's great to have platforms like we have bfbroadcasting.com and like we have there with Freedom First Network, Frank Speech, Rumble. This is where the new news is. We don't want to tune into cable anymore. The local affiliate networks are just parroting the same things as their big brothers. They seek to take down the nation through propaganda. And the local affiliates are the worst culprits of this. However, if you see in this graph, you see how more conservative is there in the red, more liberal down there, and then unknown is there in the yellow, and then the purple is moderate. And you know, moderate could be anything, really, whatever they say it is. But the fact of the matter is it's more conservative because we are doing that, and this is how we get our information out. Now, if you go over there to her site, over there at Brookings.edu, she made this new thing called the Political Podcast Ecosystem. And what is it called? What is the name of this thing that she, you can see all of the graphs that she offers there. And it really goes to show you that it is conservative. They don't like that. They want to shut that out. So what did she develop? She developed the Popular Political Podcast data set. Now this goes and it reads about all of the things that's being said. This is going to be a new tool that they will develop to monitor us and shut us down. As they make what are we going to have here? Because we have bipartisan efforts like that clown Lindsey Graham with Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren. They will seek to take down dissenters. And they'll want to know what's being said on there. Do you think that when they put these people over us, who will it be? It'll be people just like this Lady Valerie. It'll be people just like when they had the Ministry of Truth. Now, they'll try and create their own of that, and they call it bipartisan. There's nothing bipartisan. Not at all. This is all about leftist, rhino, uniparty control. And they want to seek and do these things to us and take us down. Do you really think that they're going to allow this to be freedom? Who's going to be the people that's got the teeth? It's going to be these people. And they're going to make sure that we are no longer able to broadcast anymore. They will find a way to do this. And it will happen because we keep on electing them just because they might be endorsed or promoted by somebody. It's time that you start making your own choices.
And that's why we are here at the end of the program. We got to run. We got some things that we're going to be doing. We'll be catching back up with you next week. We are glad that you joined us. And remember that nothing can change unless you make it change. Be informed. Get strong. Show up in droves. And then vote correctly. This has been Battlefront Front. Thank you. And good night.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.